And welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, and Jason Smith. He is the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce president, joining us here for the full hour on KMAN. And we've been talking a lot about economic development, and you know, a big part of driving that is a talented workforce here.
Absolutely, and it is one of the key elements of our strategy. And as I mentioned at the commission Tuesday night, we, for the first time, will have dedicated staff and programming specifically for talent. In fact, it will probably end up being close to 40% of the entire budget. It's that important. And it's not, you know, everybody talks about we have low unemployment rate. Unemployment rate at this point is an irrelevant statistic for companies that understand business location and how they do it. Everywhere in the country right now is at record low unemployment generally. It's the critical factors are what do you have in place to make sure that you have enough workers to fill the positions that they may be adding either through an existing employer or a potential new employer. And so it's important, and we have great training facilities here, educational facilities at all levels, up from the highest at K-State to all the technical trades. I mean, everything else that you can learn. And so we have to figure out how to connect those dots. And so we are fortunate to have MATC. We're fortunate to have K-State. We're fortunate to have great public school systems and other programs that work with individuals on career paths. And so we are creating an opportunity to bring those groups together and make sure that we are coming up with the programming that our employers will be hiring, because it's great to train people for careers, but if that individual wants to stay in Manhattan when they're finished with their training, it's probably good to match that to a career that is available in Manhattan, or have them understand if you want to do that in Manhattan, you may have to be a remote employee and or create your own company, which is great too. And so that communication line is really important. We also are going to be really aggressive in the same way that we recruit companies, but in the marketplace, branding Manhattan as a great place to move, whether you're starting your career, whether you're mid-career, whether you are interested in family things or towards the end of your career, retirement. I mean, all of those individuals are important to the fabric of this community. We have historically had a campaign to attract retired individuals, which is great, and we love to have more people come here and retire and become part of our community. But we also need to expand that out and grow that in other areas as well. And so we're going to do some things like create toolkits for our employers. Our employers are spending millions of dollars trying to attract people to this community to take their jobs. So it makes more sense for us to be in a complementary position to them, as opposed to just trying to go out on our own and attract people that have no other reason to be here. The second thing is we want to get on campuses, and we want to make sure that not just Kansas State, not just MATC, but Emporia and Hayes and the University of Nebraska and all of our regional schools, so that they understand that there are opportunities in Manhattan as well. We attended the KSU job fair a few months ago, and literally we planned it, I think, a week, and put out a call to our employers for, if you have opportunities and you want us to represent those at this career fair, then send us the job description and we'll take it. And we partnered with the Wamego Chamber on this, and in a week we had 65 companies who sent us openings that they wanted us to promote at this job fair. We can replicate that. Not only, first of all, I think we can do it better if we have more time to plan in Kansas State, but we can replicate that all over the region. And there are kids across Kansas and across the Midwest who would love the opportunity to live in Manhattan for a variety of reasons. And so how can we pursue them and get them interested in coming here? And I think, again, these are things other communities are doing as well. Well, I mean, here's an example. organization I used to work for in Lincoln, Nebraska, they have a talent group and they go to South by Southwest every year and spend thousands of dollars promoting Lincoln at South by Southwest in Austin because they're on the hunt for tech employees. And we're not going to do anything that grand, but I do think we have to be seen in the marketplace and be seen as a place that really wants you to come here. And simultaneous to that and unrelated to economic development funding, the chamber membership side is working on revamping our young professionals group. And we've talked about that here before. And they're going to launch in February. And one of the things that they are really focused on is making better connections with students at Kansas State, students at MATC, students at some of the regional colleges, because they understand that in order to build a vibrant young professionals community, which is what they all want, that they need to be the ones out selling the community to the new group that's coming out of the schools, because they believe they're going to believe their peers much more than they're going to believe employees of the city or employees of the chamber or whatever. So we're real happy that they've decided to at least start the process of taking that on. But I'm really excited about once that gets up and implemented, because we've seen it in other communities, what kind of impact that'll make.
Well, you know, I think millennials would be drawn to a place like Manhattan, especially from around this region, because, you know, if you live in Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, you've heard of Manhattan, Kansas, more than likely, with K-State and Fort Riley being not too far. You got to think that there are some millennials out there that starting families would look to a place
yeah.
like this.
Yeah, I think we're certainly terrible at doing this in the chamber and economic development world, but I think we always like to lump everybody into one bucket and say, if you're a millennial, you like big cities and you don't want to drive and you don't, I mean, all the things that we hear about millennials. And there's some truth that the trends are that millennials are moving to cities, and those are what – But that's not what every millennial wants any more mm-hmm. than, you know, I think we're all of similar age here. We're all Gen Xers and say, well, Gen Xers want A, B, and C. But if you sat down and talked to the three of us, we probably all have different thoughts and ideas about what we want out of our.
I'm a boomer.
Well, you don't look like it.
Thanks.
You look like an Xer.
Thanks.
So we're just going to call you an X.
There's no need for you to suck up to me, really.
I don't know exactly where. I'm 34, so I don't know where I fall. But
you'd be in that line somewhere. So, I feel like I've offended Brandon and complimented you. So I don't know what that gets me, but, you know.
You haven't – your expectation level is, you know – beyond reproach at this point.
Okay. But going back to, if you think about, and again, I grew up in a town in Southwest Oklahoma where we had 21 graduates in my graduating class. And so when I'm living in Manhattan, to me, compared to where I lived and went to high school, is a big city, right? So you could have scenarios where you have students that come in from rural Kansas, rural Nebraska, rural Oklahoma, rural Missouri, who look at Manhattan as, wow, look at everything they have in Manhattan. And then at the same time, it's convenient to Kansas City, and it's convenient to – and you know, we have air service to Dallas and Chicago. And so I think that we can be as competitive in this marketplace as anybody. We may have to work harder than a lot of other places, and that's okay, but at least work smarter. But I fell in love with Manhattan when I came up here and looked around, and there isn't any reason to believe that we can't have other people who would feel the same way, particularly if you already have strong emotional ties to Kansas State, which I did not. So I'm optimistic of what that looks like. I don't believe every millennial wants to live in downtown Chicago or downtown New York, and so I'm really optimistic where we are with that. But I will tell you this. It is going to take adding jobs. Because at the end of the day, and number of people do surveys at Kansas State, and there are a number of people who say they would consider staying in Manhattan if they could find a good job. And that's, in my opinion, where we really have to make sure that we're stepping up our game, because this idea, I think there is some tendency that you will see certain people in certain generations who might say, well, I'm okay moving somewhere and I'll worry about the job when I get there. I don't know that that's the majority of people, right? I mean, live first is something that is more common, but I don't think it's common. I think people still want to have a good job.
I agree with that. Let's take a break. More with Jason Smith after this on News Radio KMAN.
So you've been here almost a year now, right? Did you start in January?
March. I started March.
You started
sorry,
March.
Brandon,
so I can't give
Brandon
you
cut
a,
me off.
I can't. He does that all the time. So I can't really give you a full year review.
Nope. We'll do that. We'll do that in March. We'll just plan it in March, and we'll start that process then.
We'll carry on then.
All right.